When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys. This is 19 Minutes with 19 Keys. We're here for a very good episode because I want to talk to women and talk to women about health issues and things of that nature that specifically from a woman's perspective that I believe that you can give us a lot of insight on, right? From, you know, the short amount of time that I've investigated your page and your process of doing things, you seem to be very passion driven, right? And you come from a story of a very personal story of going through, which I hear a lot with holistic healers. They have a personal struggle that they go through themselves. And then by being able to cure yourself or heal yourself, it becomes then something that you do for others because you find purpose within the work. Then that purpose turns to a passion, which turns to profit, right? And so now you have the ability to sustain your life on the very thing that heals you. You feel me? So I want to kind of get just a quick overview and who Natalia is and what is your story that leads you to start healing yourself and others.
So basically how I started was I hit rock bottom in my business a good 3 times, went straight broke. And the last time I went broke, I'm like, okay, something's got to give. I have a great product, but just from my own habits, I was destroying something that could potentially be my legacy. And so I ended up doing a 21-day fast. And it was more spiritual for me because I feel like I've always had the knowledge about wellness because of my grandma and my mom. But it was more of a spiritual warfare for me. And so I just decided to we went to church, and I typically don't like going to church, but I just felt called to go that day. And the pastor talked about doing a 21-day fast, but he called to us, like, do whatever you can for those 21 days. And so I was like, he said, I'm not eating, but that was like the hardest level. And I'm like, I'm going to do that because that's what I feel called to do. So for 21 days, I did not eat, but during that time, God was giving me topics to talk about. And I know it's from God because it'll keep me up all night. And mind you, I've been doing social media for 4 years before this, nothing popped up. You know, I had my community, my close-knit community from farmers markets and pop-ups, but it wasn't reaching anybody globally until I did that 21-day fast. And so on like the day before I was about to start, I was walking in Whole Foods, and I looked to the left and there was like a parasite cleanse. Mind you, like my favorite section is the skincare, holistic, like supplements area. And I always like to look. And it's just like people like to go shopping for clothes. I like to go shopping in that section. I'll be there all day. So the parasite cleanse like jumped out of me. And mind you, before this, I never heard about it, never read about it, nothing. And it just reached out to me. So I grabbed it. I was like, okay. And then just like download after download of like how these parasites can like be basically making decisions for you. And then books started popping up and I started reaching. And then there's like a whole parasite world of people who have been preaching about this, right? So I was like, didn't eat. So I only did, I did like liquid the whole time. In the last 5 days, I did a complete water fast. But during the whole process, I did a parasite cleanse. Mm. It was crazy, the shit I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like for real. Like I was not okay. No. And then they try to attack you because they don't want you to cleanse. So I would literally wake up like trying to like get worms. Like it was like intense. And so when I had spoke out about it, like a lot of people have that experience of like these crazy dreams and stuff. So I kid you not, after I did my 21-day fast and I was like very disciplined about it, my social media blew up like overnight, like blink of an eye. I went viral on TikTok separately from a different topic, and then I went viral on my own on Instagram. And it was just like, whoa. And so I started talking about parasites because I'm like, look, like if we don't get these out of our bodies, we can't have clear skin. And I'm like the type of person, like I'll do anything for clear skin. I love skin. I want to glow. I don't care what it looks like. You know, some people have their own motivation for that. I have my, I like, you know, so I'll do anything. And so my biggest thing to people was like, if you want clear skin and you want to have that glow about you, like you, it doesn't matter what you spend on a skincare product, you have to start from within. Even if you eat healthy, if you have these pathogens and toxins in your body, they're, it's like canceling it out. So you have to get those out, start from scratch, detox, all of that. And so I ended up just blowing up. I have a Facebook group, over 5,000 people. I did a Telegram, guided a lot of people through parasite cleansing. And then my stuff started getting banned. And chat, like literally, like they would take down my social media for like 3 days and then come back. And so I felt really defeated. I did. I cried a lot and I didn't know what to do. And I mean, mind you, I was selling skincare products. We weren't making any money. But I told my mom, I was like, it's going to come back around. It's going to come back around. And so I had to pivot. I kind of just completely stopped talking about parasites on that level, and I just shifted into holistic nutrition and holistic, like the spiritual health and just being grounded, because I also felt like I was fear mongering people, and I was in a space of like, you do this or like you're not gonna ever be like, it wasn't a positive energy that I wanted. And I finally feel like our social media is at a space where it's like this beautiful community where everyone feels welcome and they don't have to feel like they have to live a certain type of way. But with my standards, they feel like they can get to that and have sustainable health and sustainable growth. So all that to say was, when it came to my journey, it was very spiritual for me. And I had to heal in ways that I never thought I knew, but the fact that it could have been linked to the parasites, and because parasites are spiritual, like God tells us, like we can only get certain demons out of us by fasting. And I, you know, people think of demons as like these scary things, but what if they're those parasites in your body? And that's what God was talking about.
I like that. I like that. Cause you know, I'm a very practical person. I remember the first time I took me a detox. It was from my mother, because my mother had always been into herbs.
Right.
You know, and she, basically, she had these Dr. Gawson herbs, and it's this olive oil that you take to prepare your body. So first, you got to eat gluten-free, dairy-free. You got to eat clean for like a week, prepare your body. Then it's like this ounce of olive oil that you got to intake so that it lubricates your insides, right? But it's heavy because it's olive oil, so you got to take lime and like lemon with it as well to try to keep it down, because you got a natural gag reflex or want to pushing it back up, so you can't lay down that whole day. So if you got anything going on in life, you just shut it down for that day, because you're gonna be just letting it out.
Yeah.
And then
you need a bathroom close.
We take CKLS, which is like colon, kidney, liver, spleen. So that's all to, you know, cleanse those areas. And then I think you gotta take Worms Be Gone, I believe is what it's called. So I remember taking it, and I think it was maybe like at the end or beginning of the year. And I just wanted to feel lighter and healthier. And I did. And, you know, the thing about when you do those detox, stuff comes out your body like that's just been stuck up in there. Right. And you think about it, because the average person is carrying pounds of waste on.
Oh, my gosh.
But most people don't. Most people have a baseline of energy. Right. The most people don't feel they peak energy. You may have moments of excitement where your energy is higher, but throughout the day, for the most part, people have irregular moods, right? People have these energy swings throughout the day, and they don't have that same energy that they used to have when they were, had that vitality as a child, right? And for me, energy is a big thing, right? I like to have my, as you talk about skincare, mine is like mental care. Like my mind has to be sharp at all times. And I love having energy, right? Like I need to be energized, because there's so many things I want to do. So I remember taking that and, you know, cleansing out for that day, and I felt so light. Like, and you don't even realize how heavy you get used to weight. right? And so we walk around heavy as hell, not knowing that we can actually eliminate waste in our body that we holding on for no reason. And I remember drinking cold and warm water, and I can just feel it traveling mm-hmm. all the way down, you know, my intestines. Mm-hmm. And I decided from there, like, I'm never going to let myself get that heavy again. Mm-hmm. But there's so many people that have, you know, mental issues and irritable issues. Like, I don't know what the statistic is, but it's a high percentage of people around the planet Earth that just have parasites and worms in their body. You may be craving sugar, right? You know, you may have mood swings, and you may blame it on something else, but it's literally parasites from the food you eat, right? Like, some stuff I don't want to see on social media either, because you don't want to eat nothing once you find out about everything. You know, your favorite food gets canceled out every single day. Because I went on Uber and I was looking at something that says sustainable salmon. But sustainable salmon is farm salmon.
Farm raised, yeah.
Right? So it may be sustainable for for them, their pockets, or the environment, but it's not sustainable for my body to intake. And so, unfortunately, we at this point now where everybody, it's like a common consensus that our food in modern age is bad for us. And we're just okay with that almost, right? So I love holistic practitioners and people that help guide people to like cleanse their body, because the world don't give a damn. The world will profit off your sickness from the beginning to the end, literally until you die. So it's up to us to inquire about, you know, the quality of our lives so that we can not only live a long life, but live a quality life while we live it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this skin, because I've told I got some good skin, you know. You know, we got something coming out too. But you said that you are a skincare expert. And it said that at least almost, it said 9.8% of people, right, have an issue with acne in the world. And it's, I think, number 8 in diseases in the world. But people don't really look at it as a disease, right? What are some of the causes of skincare issues that are common that people don't know about? And what are some of the solutions?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To it.
Heavy metals, parasites, and a sluggish liver. Like
sluggish liver.
Literally, when people come to me, the first thing I do is I'm like, we have to open up the detox pathways, the lymphatic system. We need you to be pooping after every meal, and we need you to be hydrating. And those three simple things, like, and also like, oh, I drink a lot of water, and then you ask somebody, how much water do you drink? I drink 2 bottles of water. So for everybody's thought process of like what health is, it isn't, right? And so what I tell people, I'm like, drink half your body weight in ounces of quality water. You see me with my glass. I don't play. You saw it like everywhere I go. And like you have to hydrate properly, whether that's from your food and your fruits and things like that. But like detox pathways open, like, anytime you're trying to cleanse or anything, you have to have your detox pathways open or it's a freaking nightmare. Like you'll have a Herxheimer's reaction, which a Herxheimer's reaction was essentially is like where the pathogens are overloading your body and they're not able to release or go out the detox pathways that it makes you ill and sick. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, when they detox, they stop because they think, oh my gosh, I'm dying. But these organisms in your body are so smart that they want to make you stop. So they're like, no, this is my home. I'm going to fight you, right? And so when it comes to skincare, it's all about the lymphatic system and the liver. It's huge. And so we have a tea called the Skin Glow Tea, and it cleanses your blood, it cleanses your liver, and it cleanses your lymph. And people, and that's the thing, when I started off with skincare, I'm like, that's not enough. Like, that's not. And I almost felt bad for like, my skincare products are going to heal you, right? And so that's why I feel like people rock with me, because I'm not trying to push my product. I'm like, yo, if you're not eating right, like skincare is just supposed to enhance.
Yeah, lifestyle adjustment.
Period. I don't even, like I'm an herbalist, right? I took off my one-on-one consultations in the first week. I said, I'm not a counselor. No, man. No. I'm not a counselor. And herbalism and holistic health is not a quick fix. And it really hurt my spirit because it was like people were so excited to do one-on-one consultations with me because they thought I had this magical, mm-hmm. No, like, what'd you eat today? And then you get even into emotional and spiritual. Like, even when Queen of Fool was talking about, like, if you're not forgiving something, that's like breast cancer. It's huge, especially if you are not forgiving your mom or like a female figure in your life. So it's like it goes way deeper. And the beautiful thing about eating healthy and whole foods is that you're able to kind of like get through those blockages. So that's why I'm pivoting my whole entire approach. And that's why you're like, you have a lot, because I'm transitioning. I'm trying to get people back to the land. I'm trying to get people in contact with organic, regenerative farmers and making that connection. Cause like I said, they do not know how to use social media.
Can you, so now that's a true thing, especially farming industry is going to change. There's there's actually a very impressive store out here that I visited called Farming Market, right? I love the concept.
Did you like
of
it?
I love the concept of it. I would love to franchise it, to be honest. They said they only been open for 3 months, but they grow the food, you know what I mean, that the people eat in the store. And I just thought that that's a beautiful model, and that's a model that should be everywhere, right? What are your ideas, number one, around, and I want to get back a little bit into skincare, a little bit, a little later, but when it comes to regenerative farming, right? Why is that important to you, right? And why is that important to the world?
First of all, like, we are so related to the soil. Like, our gut microbiome communicates with the organisms in the soil. Like, they're just, I would say, like, we're literally just, we are related. We are one. And so I didn't really understand that connection until I started gardening myself. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand, like, the further away our food is from the soil, like, you have to, they grow something somewhere, they ship it to China to get washed, they ship it to another country to get packaged, and then it comes to us. So by the time our food is, we're picking it at the grocery store, I don't care which one, like, it's probably, it's lost all its nutritional value. Mm-hmm. So we're not, what is it called? Like, the process, like the industrial process of getting to us is just so toxic. So when I went to Todos Santos, which is like my idea for like my retreat, like I want my warehouse, I want a farm to table, I want a grocery store. And again, I'm from Oklahoma. I didn't know if I told you that. It's a huge farming belt. They have like co-ops. Mm-hmm. The farmers there rock with each other and they're huge into regenerative farming. And I do a lot of work out there. But basically, all I'm saying is like in Todos Santos, the people would have their house, they would have their restaurant, and they would have their garden all in walking distance. And I literally, and you should go, it's beautiful. There's literally like 15 farm to tables. And my whole thing when it even comes back to skincare is like, if you're not getting all the nutrition that you need, your skin and your vibrancy is not going to be, it's going to be dull. Just like the food we're eating. You're not going to have that glow. So anytime
there's a lot of ashy Negroes around here too. I'm not gonna lie.
Right. So basically, I'm
one of them.
Yeah, and I gave you the lip balm, you know. So basically, what I'm saying is, like, going to farmers markets is so important. Like, the way I connect with all the farmers is I would go and support, and I would say, "Do you guys need help? Volunteer." Like, and a lot of farmers love the kids to come. Mm-hmm. Like, just a month ago, we were building a chicken tractor and things like that. And so even when it comes to meat, you know, that like the, should I be vegan? Da, 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 da. It's like the source that you get it from is, it's so important. Like, I want people to focus more on that. Like,
100%.
The nutritional value of your food. And if it's come, like, the farm to table. So if you can't get it farm to table, farmer's market table. That should be the longest our food is going ever.
Yeah, but you know, if you ever watch the documentary Food That Built America, as you should watch it. It's a great documentary.
I like Kiss the Ground though, but
yeah, I gotta watch that one. But it's literally about the food industries and how they shaped America. Mm-hmm. They shaped the transportation system. They shaped the households, because you have to think, as you talk about, there was a time when, before like the flash freeze process was invented, you couldn't ship fish. right? So everything had to be eaten that was local, right? So if it wasn't locally grown, then you couldn't eat it because you couldn't take it distances. So people only ate what was in their local environment. And there was a huge issue that they used to have sometime with the butchers and things of that nature, though, because you weren't always getting fresh things. So right. If you wasn't wealthy, it wasn't guaranteed that you're going to get fresh food, right? Like ketchup came from catsup, which was this, I believe, Asian product that was basically created to cover the smell of the rotten food that people would eat. But people didn't have knowledge of rotten food and how it could affect them, E. coli and salmonella. So they would put the catsup on, right? And then somebody else decided to go ahead and invent the Heinz, the ketchup. But they were just showing how when these processes of, you know, preservatives and flash freeze and modes of transportation created, then it changed the way America and then mothers, it's like the way you used to cook, you took a whole day to cook, right? But when you start making microwavable food, now you get instant creation of food, right? Now there's less time in the kitchen and more time to do other things. And it just started to be this dynamic shift that changed society simply because we was able to utilize food and transport food in different modes. But for because of that, and we focus on capitalism, we didn't focus on health at all, we end up creating an industry that became convenient death, right? And so now, yeah, everybody got parasites. I don't know what the stats is, but I'm going to say it's like got to be up in the 99%.
No, because everyone's like, oh, that's just a like a third world country thing. And I'm like, but you travel to those countries and parasites don't have borders. And we know from COVID, y'all don't wash your hands.
No, you travel with it. You see what like, happened in Paris? They had all them damn ticks everywhere.
Yeah, so
if
I'm
the
like.
The beds is dirty. I know the inside dirty.
No, so essentially what I'm saying is the whole like, nasty, first of all. Not only that, you have generations of parasites in you.
Damn.
You know that you can get everything.
So they got generational wealth in you.
It passes through the placenta to your baby. Mm. That's why we tell, when I was guiding people, all these pregnant women wanted to do it. I'm like, do you not know that you will pass the worst toxin down to your baby, your worst parasites, your worst heavy metals, all of that to your baby?
Mm.
And everybody's like, well, my baby was born with eczema. No, it's called epigenetics. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all passed down.
Mm-hmm.
It's all passed down. So when I tell people, like, most parasites are microscopic, but
Let go ahead. No, let it go. Let it flow.
No, because there's certain things, you know.
I'll say that. Parasites
act like parasites. Yes, no, but sorry. There's a decorum a little bit, but we're in conversation. But what I was saying is like.
That's a scientific classification of parasite if you didn't know the parasite.
Really?
No.
No. I was like, what? Never heard that.
Earning your crown is just about showing up, believing that you deserve it every single day and striving. There's no such thing as perfection, but there is a process to perfecting. And when you're putting on that crown, it's a representation of your chieftain. Representation that you are moving in that cosmic order. And you believe in your own power and existence. That we're going for liberation, freedom, justice, equality. And we can't have no peace until we get that. So we step outside with the representation of the sun, moon, and stars. Representing that we rule our universe. We're not ruled by the universe because we are in flow and in conjunction with the times, and we are in alignment with the signs of the divine, and we wear those every single day. Whether you got one of the Shea Era crowns, the top crowns, or whether you have the crowns that we tie in through the ritual as a representation of putting on the crown as you adorn yourself before you step outside. Make sure you got your crown so they know who you are. Royalty, inside and out. This is Crown Society. Become a part of it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.